Blog Talk Radio.
Have abortions anymore. At its worst, now I'm just going to
you know, listen, if y'all want to call into the show, I more than invite y'all to, and I would invite y'all to call in early so we can, you know, so we can really get into this thing. 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. So, okay. As far as, like, on the negative side, if you talk about eliminating abortions, there are a few concepts that we need to talk about. One of the things that we need to talk about, or should I say talking points, whether you look at people as victims or if you just look at them as people involved. Women, you're talking about controlling a woman's body. Now, that's the argument that pro-choice supporters talk about all the time. You know, you can't control a woman's body. You can't tell a woman what to do with a body. You can't tell a woman what to do with a body. You can't tell a woman what to do with a body. So men, you know, men coming along telling a woman that she has to have a baby or that she can't get rid of a baby or blah, 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 blah. Okay, I get that part. I get it. Can't tell a woman what to do with a body. Of course, that body that you can't tell her what to do with is carrying another body that has half of its DNA profile, actually more than half, because men carry a larger percentage of DNA in a child than the woman does. That's an actual fact. You can look it up. You can research it and all of that. That's why, well, other than the obvious reasons that you do a DNA test on a man to determine the paternity of a child, the obvious reasons that you do it on a man is because you know that who the mother is, but sometimes you don't. You know, when you talk about switching babies and nurseries or whatever, and how come some children have never had or never carry any characteristics of their parents. There's been a whole lot of sinister, crazy stuff that has happened when it comes to our hospitals and our healthcare workers and doing all kinds of shady, underhanded, shiesty, life-threatening things. Okay. But yes, a man carries a larger percentage of DNA. Like, that's why they'd be like 99.9% possibility of the child being the child of that father. When you do it with women, it's not 99%. It's in the 90s, but it's not 99. It's weird. But, you know, the sperm carries the sex of the child. And the sperm is alive. There is no live matter inside of a woman. The woman carries an egg. And as you know, the egg is dead. It has to be fertilized by the... So you are your father's child. All right, but we're not getting into all that. So that's one issue. The other issue is what happens when babies are conceived through illicit means? Rape, molestation, sexual assault, incest. What are we going to do about those situations? You mean to tell me that a woman has to be traumatized by being sexually assaulted and then have to have a baby that they take care of that will carry 23 chromosomes worth of a man that impregnated that mother? So, you know, a woman has to relive that horror all over again. There's that. So there's a lot going on here when you start talking about men trying to determine what a woman does with her body. It's not as simple as that. You know, people try to oversimplify things, but it's not as simple as that. Not at all. Not at all. So, and you know, a shout out to some of the women who leave men out of the conversation, regardless of what logic that, or even if men are on their side. You know, you have a lot of women out here that are like, well, you don't understand because you're not a woman. You know, so even if you try to empathize with us, sympathize with us, even support us, you can't really support us to the fullest because you don't understand. Well, all women don't feel the same. Not all women are supportive of abortion. There are plenty, millions of women that do not support abortion. And there's reasons for that. Here's the thing. When we start taking it to the political side, now, for those of y'all who have been following this show for years, and I mean years and years, y'all have an idea where I'm going to go with this. Like, before Donald Trump got elected, there were certain things that he was talking about eliminating legislatively, and I dared him to do it. I said, I dare you to do this. And one of the things was abortion. He was saying that he was going to eliminate abortion. I said, all right, go ahead. Because you might want what you get, but you might not get what you want. Or should I say, you might get what you want, but you might not want what you get. For real, when it comes to this whole eliminating abortion. So, you know, you might think it's all white men running around like, yay, no more abortion. You won't be killing my babies. You have to think about the reasons that they don't want abortion. And they don't have nothing to do with God. They're using it. You know that the GOP uses morality and religion anytime that money won't work for them. If you don't know what I mean, I'll explain. You know that the GOP, they don't care about nothing but money. They never make that a secret. That's why they want small government. That's why they always talk about eliminating taxes. That's why they never talk about or never believe in paying your equal share. They don't believe in none of that. They're like, no, I made this money. This is my money. This is my money, and I want to keep all my money. Actually, I agree with them. Shoot, I don't like having taxes taken out of my check. Why should the government get anything that they didn't work for through me? This is like it's a stick-up. It's like the mob is back. But anyway. But when that doesn't work, when that breaks down, because there are plenty of people who are Republicans who are not rich, who don't have no money, who are straight poor. So you would think all of those white people or all of those people would be Democrats, but they're not. They're Republicans, and they're Republicans for the morality issue, for things like abortion, for things like no gay rights, for things like all the anti-liberal stuff that they think or that they say goes against God in the Bible. Same-sex marriage, gay rights, the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms, you know, Republicans are supposed to be very Constitution-oriented. But this is where I'm going with this. Back when Donald Trump was talking about eliminating abortion, I said, I dare you to do it. Because here's what's going to happen. And I'm wondering, like, they didn't think of this when they cooked up this scheme to stop abortion. First of all, once again, black women, this is not your fight. It's not. This whole pro-life thing, this whole Roe v. Wade thing is not your fight. And I'm going to tell you why it's not your fight. It's not your fight because it's political. And anytime it's political, that means it don't have nothing to do with black people. That means it has something to do with white people. White men are definitely not interested in saving your black babies. But guess what? Abortion is the number one killer of black people, more than murder, more than cancer, more than heart disease, more than drug overdoses, more than anything. And that's according to their numbers. That is according to their statistics. They say that you can't stop black people from dying. They killing themselves. They want to talk about being killed in unarmed black people being killed by police and things like that. But they kill more of themselves than anybody else. That's what they say. And they have the numbers to prove it. Abortion kills this many people, black people. Number one. So you want to eliminate that? Trust me, that is not what they were trying to do. The white population has been declining in this country for years and years and years. For about 50 years, the white population has been declining because these white women have been fighting to kill their babies for about 50 years or more. You know it's true. Black women listening to this show or looking at this show, how many pro-life rallies have you been to in your lifetime? I'll bet you've been to some candlelight vigils. I'll bet you've been to some Stop the Violence or Black Lives Matter rallies and things like that. I bet you. I bet you when the neighborhood kid got shot around the corner by a white cop or something like that, I bet you went to support his family or went somewhere to try to stop the violence, gang violence, all that kind of stuff, right? I bet you did. But I bet you ain't been to one pro-life rally in your life. I bet you ain't never perpetrated violence on an abortion clinic in your life. I bet you ain't never been nowhere near it. Never, ever. I bet you ain't never put hands on a doctor because that doctor was performing abortions. I bet you haven't. I bet you. I'm ready to put money up for that. It's not your issue, ma. It's only your issue because you are affected by it because you won't be killing your babies no more. But guess what happens? The white man don't want you to keep having babies. They just want to be able to have babies themselves because their women have been getting rid of their babies and fighting and making sure that we have laws so they can get rid of them. So their population numbers are going down. You're letting more brown people in. You letting in these Latinos. You letting in these Asians. They having babies. Baby after baby after baby. You can't stop it. And you ain't stopped niggas from having babies. You haven't stopped that. You done vaccinated their children, sterilized them. You know them teenage abortions. Teenage pregnancies ain't nowhere where they used to be. When I was in school, there were teenage girls pregnant everywhere I looked. In my school, in my classrooms, everywhere, in my friend's school, everywhere. Popping up. You don't see that no more. You see a pregnant teenager nowadays, you be like, well, ain't that some shit? Oh, you think it's because they all gay now? I know you don't think it's because they all using protection, because you know they not. They getting burnt. They getting STDs up the wazoo. So no, they ain't using no protection, but they ain't having no babies. Don't think it's nothing to that? Better think again. All right, so I'm taking a long way to say this. The plan was for white men to increase their numbers in the population in the United States. That's why they wanted abortions eliminated. But what they're going to get is a lot of black babies being born because you've just eliminated their number one source of mortality. The number one killer of black people was abortion, number one. And you have just wiped that out. So black population numbers are going back up. I don't know what you're going to do with all these black kids, but it sure wasn't your plan to keep them around. Now, I'm sure that the government will find another way to be able to eliminate us. They'll come up with another disease, some type of another pandemic, some kind of poison to try to, you know, to try to get our numbers back down and get their numbers back up. Evidently, COVID didn't do enough. But that's the plan. That's the plan. To eliminate more of us and to add in more of them. But this is not the way to it. That's why I dared Donald Trump to do it. I said, go ahead. Same thing when they talk about eliminating welfare. Well, you know there are more white people on welfare than black people. It's a fact. Why do you think welfare still exists? I know that your black and Latino ass don't think that welfare exists because you own it. Are you crazy? The government, politics, they don't make things for us. They include us in things, but nothing is for us. I thought you knew. There will always be welfare because white people are more on it than your black ass is. The same way that I thought that Roe v. Wade wouldn't be overturned because it's white women who wanted it. And you know white women be getting everything they want. What? You ain't know? It's the same thing with this feminist issue. Black women, you can be a feminist, but you a black feminist. You wasting your time. That's why you not officers over there. It's not your fight. Y'all need to dead that. It don't even work in your community. You talking about feminism. Ain't no black men holding your black ass back. Come on, sis, what's wrong with you? Ain't no black men holding you back. Yeah, he making you mad. He might be abusing you on the here and there, but he ain't holding you back. Black women can't be held back. So all that feminist, when I see black feminists, I'll be like, you are. All right. Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. Roe v. Wade was designed to increase the white population and to make them more dominant. But it's going to have the adverse effect of increasing the black population. I don't know if it's going to even out. We'll just have more of both. No, because abortion was the number one killer of black people in the United States. Let me see. Let me see about them statistics. Let me see about them statistics. Let's see if we can get it. Let's see if we can get some statistical data up in this batch.
On November 18th, 2011, Valley Total Fitness announced this.
What is the number one cause of death in the black community?
According to Statista.com, distribution of the 10 leading causes of death among black U.S. residents in 2018 star.
Let's see. Heart disease, malignant neoplasms, accidents, cerebrovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, chronic low. Wait a minute. Let's. They might not be putting. They might not have added abortion as a cause of death. Okay. 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 Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Because it still doesn't say what that. Wait a minute. All right. How does abortion affect the Black community?
According to CommonwealthMagazine.org, Abortion and the Black Community, by Eduardo M. Canaver, April 7, 2010. A while back, the New York Times had an article talking about efforts by some within the pro-life movement to turn abortion into a racial issue in the hopes of bringing the Black community into the movement.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. How many? Okay. All right. I'm not getting the results that I'm looking for, so I really need to know how to ask the question. Let me see. All right, let me write this out. Let's see. According to the CDC, 117,626 Black children killed by abortion in 1 year. Now, this is 2021. Available data from the Centers of Disease Control Prevention, CDC, showed that 117,626 Black children were killed by surgical abortion in the U.S. in 2018, and these deaths accounted for 33.6% of the total abortions that year. So out of all abortions, Black abortions accounted for 33.6%. And we are only this much of the population, as they say. So they say. All right. So if we have 117,000 Black children killed by abortion, and the other leading cause of death in the Black community is heart disease. Let me look up how many Black people die of heart disease. All right. How many Black people die of heart disease a year in the United States?
Conditions of the heart, including structural and functional abnormalities.
How many? God damn. Let me see. See, they just giving us, all right. No. I need to know how many Black, okay. Wait. Okay. Black people, number, percentage of deaths. With third, American Indian and Alaska natives die more of heart disease than straight Black people. So we 23, I don't know. No, Black people are number one. This is not giving me what I want. All right, bottom line is this. If they're not giving me the straight numbers, that kind of lets you know something. Well, it could be that I'm not inputting the data enough. Okay. All right, wait. We might have something here. They're giving me too many years. Okay. Just give me the straight numbers, fool. What are straight numbers? All right. See, they want to keep throwing white people in there. I ain't ask y'all about all that. I ain't ask y'all all that. Let me see. Here. Heart disease. I'm trying to get these numbers. Now, according... When it comes to the political agenda, what we have to focus on more than anything else is that we're not going to be the focus of saving or fixing or helping or assisting or doing anything good. It just doesn't work that way. You know, when you start talking about money, when you start talking about a personal agenda or a political agenda, you're never talking about the advancement of black people. If you were ever talking about the advancement of black people, then you would easily be able to fix that problem. Because really, the answer is education, making sure that we know certain things that we need to know in order to get the things that we need to get and to be able to understand the system and be able to use the system to our advantage. And that is what we are never taught, right? I mean, some of us do, some of us get it, and some of us understand. And unfortunately, many of us who understand aren't the ones who are teaching the ones who don't understand. You know, black people can be very, very selfish when it comes to pertinent information that will help our own. And we can be very resistant to accepting information, learning information, and all of that. It goes both ways. I ain't gonna say that we always be hating on each other, even though we do. But there's more to it than this. But when we start talking about this Roe v. Wade thing, when we start talking about abortion rights, we are not talking about an effort to save your black ass. That's what we need to know and understand more than anything else. This is not your fight, black woman. This is not your fight, black man. It's not. It would be nice if it was, I know, but it's not. And it's not going to be. We really need to understand that. You know, we are normally we are normally facilitators in making sure that other people's numbers look strong. You know, we don't get any benefits from certain things. But in order for politicians to be able to get elected, they always need us. Like that's one of the biggest knocks on the Democratic Party. One of the biggest knocks on the Democratic Party. They don't do anything for the black community besides welfare, which really benefits the white community. But they use us in order to get elected. Because when we go out and vote, people get elected. And when we stay at home, people don't get elected. Most black people are registered Democrats. So if every registered Democrat goes out and votes Democratic, then Republicans don't have a chance. They know that. So whenever we don't vote, whenever we don't go out to the polls, those are the times when Republicans are able to win. It's the only time that they're able to win. So this abortion argument, it fits right in there. It fits right in there where political justice fits, where violence against black people, like the whole George Floyd situation and all of that. Yeah, it all fits right in there. Right in there. They just use us to get elected, and we don't get anything out of it. And this abortion issue will not be any different. So before you run out there trying to save that and trying to say that this goes against you, and it's it already been against you, but it ain't about you. Black woman, this is not about you. Now, I know you're not going to believe me. I get that. If I was a white man, it would probably have a little bit more credence, but you know. But this ain't about you. It's not about you. They're going to use you for this issue like they've always used you, and then, you know, and then they'll just keep doing what they're doing and making sure that you get passed over when it's time to give out the crumbs. Well, you'll get some crumbs. You'll get some crumbs. My bad. You'll definitely get some crumbs, but you're never going to be a part. You're never going to be an officer. You're never going to be a leader. You're never going to be a part of that situation where you actually have some that will benefit you and yours. TK writes, funny how these stats were really available before Roe v. Wade was back on the table. I'm a man, Khaldun. Khaldun, what's going on? He says, peace and protection upon the mods and upon the supporters of the channel and the chat. Well, that's what I'm talking about. My man, my mellow. Thanks for coming on through, my dude. You know what I mean? You know, I rocks with you like that. But yeah, this Roe v. Wade thing. Listen, you don't have to believe me right now. And as a matter of fact, I would rather you not believe me and research it for yourself. Research it for yourself, and then you'll see. You'll see. And because this ain't hard. This ain't hard. You know what I mean? This is an easy one. And when you get into this whole situation about who it really affects or whatever, watch who is benefiting from this. Watch, like I said, black women, how many abortion rights or pro-life rallies have you been to? How many? Or were you just about to go to one, and now is the time that you'll show up at one? Because if it was that deep for you before, you would have been there. The truth of the matter is, black women have babies when they can afford them, and when they feel like they'll be able to have enough resources to be able to take care of the child. And sometimes, even when that's not the case, we have abortions when we don't think that we can afford it, or when the situation is personally and socially not going to be conducive to our lifestyle. It ain't about men controlling our body. It ain't about that. You know how many chicks have had abortions on the low? Like, I ain't even telling that nigga. Hey, we'll be going head up like all that. Like, many dudes, you know what I mean, be wanting the chicks to have abortion and they don't have them. Black men and women are hardly ever on the same page when it comes to the same shit. Well, nah, you know what I mean? You said you was on the pill. You said that we was protected. You said you couldn't even have no more babies. Now, here you are pregnant. You talking about having a baby. Yeah, well, you know, shit happens, and I ain't know, and blah, 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 blah. Well, if you know, you should have wore a condom. You should have did this. You should have did that, blah, 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 blah. That's when he don't want the baby. Then she down to have a baby. When he want the baby, it ain't about you controlling her body. It's like, I don't want this baby because I don't want you. This don't have nothing to do with my body. I don't want to be with you. You a toxic type motherfucker, and I don't want to be tied up with you for 18 years. You running around here, coming over here, thinking that you can get some. You can be in my life and all. I don't want you in my life. I'm getting rid of this baby. I ain't mean to get pregnant anyway. Nigga, you took the condom off. You slid the condom off and nutted all up in me. Talk about you ain't nut. This shit was oozing all out of me and shit. Oh, y'all not familiar with that conversation? I am. I mean, I'm familiar with the conversation. It ain't happened to me. But, you know, I'm familiar with the conversation. I mean, I hear a lot of conversations. I got talk show, right? Talk show. But anyway, my point is, this ain't about you, black woman. You can get in this fight if you want to, but if I was you, I wouldn't take this as a personal indictment. It's you, your body, your life, your character. They just trying to live. Their numbers have been going down, down, down for 50 to 60 years. And they just trying to get their numbers back up because they're losing power. They're losing power. Word up. So, all right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people born on this glorious. June 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Go get a supporter, Portia Namaste. Turning 40 years old today, and also Joy Loving Miss Joy. Joy Lovely Miss Joy. Sir, happy birthday to you, and also Morella Rodriguez. Happy birthday to you, and also Tressa L. Carter Croston, turning 52 years old today, and Mary Williams, turning 42 years old today, and Lionel Hanser, turning 47 years old today, and Dorothy Haynes, turning 59 years old today. And last but not least, my girl go-getter, Mia Artemis Whaley. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. June 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, like I said, this is not your fight, black woman. You can get into it just like we get into a whole lot of things that aren't our fight. I can't tell you what to do just like I can't tell you what to do with your body, right? I ain't trying to tell you what to do with your body. You get an abortion if you want to have an abortion. You know, you've been doing that anyway. You know what I'm saying? You haven't really taken into consideration what a man has wanted you to do. You had the baby when he didn't want you to have the baby. You kept the baby when he... I mean, I'm sorry, you got rid of the baby sometimes when he wanted you to have a baby. Y'all ain't always got to be on the same page, and y'all haven't always been on the same page. But I'm telling you that the white man is not counting you into these numbers. He's hoping that you keep on having abortions. Like, I'm surprised they didn't find a way to be like, all right, well, black people can keep having abortions if they want to. But these white chicks, no more. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for Urban Therapy with Sun Show, so make sure y'all come through. I appreciate y'all coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. All right, so we got to get on up out of here. So, Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. And see you next time at 1 o'clock, my dear. You know what I'm saying? So, let's get that popping. Or should I say, let's get that going. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all.